Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer from Canada, a Dominican nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, The Sound of Sheer Silence.
A reading from the first book of Kings. When Elijah reached Horeb, the Mount of God, he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him. He said, Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass. Now there was a great wind so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, What are you doing here, Elijah? He answered, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away. Then the Lord said to him, Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram, and you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimsha, as king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. The word of the Lord. Such a beautiful passage from 1 Kings. Elijah has spent his whole life listening to the word of God. The prophetic vocation is much more about listening than speaking. How can we hear the word of God without listening? The word the prophet received is most often an uncomfortable word that we do not want to hear and that the prophet does not want to speak. Yet that is the prophet's task, to speak what he or she has received from God. The prophetic vocation arises from the community. The indispensable connection to community is an important characteristic of the prophetic vocation. God's word speaks within the experience of the prophet's circumstances and the current needs. Prophets reveal the truth of right conduct in the present moment, even when it is not convenient or self-serving. Elijah has spent his whole life speaking God's word. He goes to Horeb, the Mount of God, to stand before the Lord who is to pass by. A lifetime of listening has prepared Elijah to recognize God, not in great theophanies, not in the wind, nor the earthquake, nor in the fire. God comes to Elijah at this time, not in a word, but in sheer silence. And Elijah bows to the ground. God asks him why he is here, and Elijah answers, I have done your work. There is now nothing left for the prophet who receives God not as a voice or a word, but in sheer silence. His mission is over. His final work is to anoint a new king and a new prophet to follow him. Do we take time to listen to a word that is not our own? Has our listening brought us into sheer silence? Have we met God and known God in the simple daily appearances? Words and great deeds will fail, but not God.